Yes, good morning, everyone. We are excited. This is the podcast. We are working on the book, Developing the Leader Within You 2.0 from John Maxwell, and we are at the chapter 7. So we're going to talk about servanthood leaders. And today, we're going to talk about some questions that we ask ourselves if we want to serve to be a better servant leader. And we cover question number 1, 2, 3, 4. And yesterday we talked about evaluating ourselves. Okay. And today we're going to talk about the blind spot questions. Yes, because you know what blind spot? It's like a place that you cannot really see. Okay. It's the things that we don't see about ourselves. Okay. I don't always see myself as people see me and not always see things like others do, okay? So the blind spot, it's when like we are driving and you know we want to go to from the right to the left, so we have to make sure to look at the rear view, yeah? So make sure to know what is the what is around us. So as a leader, as you know, blind spot can compound because when we have leadership responsibility, so we have all blind spot, but we have to be aware that there's blind spot that we don't see and others can see, okay? That means because we have authority, because we are having some, let's say, power, we can, in some companies, the leaders will decide the future advancement of the people. So some people, the people working with the leaders, so they don't want to tell the truth because if they are telling the truth, maybe it could be have an impact on their career. Okay. So sometimes they are going to say something, but it's not going to be the real truth. So when you have, let's say, when you are in a position of leadership, so your blind spot will compound, okay? So the higher is your leadership, the more it's difficult to have a true read on what's happening around you. So that's remind me one story of Maria. She, one day, she told me, okay, you know what? I have a great idea, okay? And she wants to make sure, because if she present to the people, people will say, oh, yeah, this is a great idea. But she was not sure. So she said, okay, I need someone to challenge me. So she called her friend Lynn Ali. So Lynn Ali is someone, she speak her mind, okay? So she invite her at her place and she say, okay, Lynn, this is my idea. I want to do blah, blah, blah. And I need your real opinion, okay? I know I can count on you to, you know, tell me what you think about this. So Lynn, she started, she's, you know, you cannot do this. This is ridiculous. So at the end of the day, I think the idea is it was not good. Yeah, because we never saw that change. So yeah, so sometimes you need to hear the truth, okay? And you need to have people around you who will tell you the truth. So when now we work with Maria, so every Friday, so we are working, let's say, on the next meeting, or we are discussing about the change and what is going to happen, let's say, at the SFL or, okay? So we are working all together. And Maria, so we are part of the A team, okay? So we are five people, I think, and we can speak freely, okay? We can tell what's it's on our mind, okay? So that way we can confront Heidi, okay? So when it was not appropriate, so we can tell it and we can now tweak it to make it better. So this is why our meeting, okay, always improve, okay? Because she is not hiding herself, her head in the sand, okay? So she is aware that sometimes there's blind spot and she needs, let's say, the A team to tell her the truth, all right? So That reminds me the story of John Maxwell too. So he was working on that book, and he said, "You know what? I need to know what is my blind spot." So he asked many people around him to tell them the blind spot. So he go see his secretary, and he say, "Okay, I'm going to give you, let's say, 7 days, and I want you to think when you have an idea, okay, of what I could improve or something that one of my default, okay, you can write it on a sheet of paper, and in 7 days we can meet." I said, "No, I'm ready." He said, "Oh, what? Yeah, I'm ready because I know you. I'm working with you. So I'm ready to tell you the truth." So he said, "Okay, let's go." So she said, "Okay, you know what? You're thinking that things can be done more quickly than they actually do. Okay. Number two, you are very impatient. Impatient? Yeah. You assume people align with your vision, but sometimes they are not ready to act or to move, and you are already in movement. Okay. So you need to rally people around your vision. You have you move on easily on difficulties. So people are stuck in the difficulties, and you know, you move on, okay? So as you know," he said, "okay, yeah, that you're absolutely true, 100%. You saw me." But to heard this, okay, make him realize, okay, maybe I have to slow down. Okay, as we talk in the book, sometimes we have to slow down, and that was just a good reminder. Okay, so sometimes we know our blinds, weakness. Okay, but we have to earn them again and again. So he said one of the technique is, you know, ask the question to the people. If you want to know, okay, the real truth, you have to ask them. Okay, what is it like to be on the other side of the table from me? Okay, you can tell me what is on your mind. Okay, so sometimes it's not comfortable, but it's to help myself to self-correct. Okay, so you know, if you want to overcome your blind spot, you have to ask questions to people. And we ask Jean-Philippe to cover that part because, you know, we need to know our blind spot. Okay, so we are going to ask some people, so we have to choose the right one to ask them how we can, what's our blind spot. So Jean-Philippe, take it away.
Thank you, Sylvain. Good morning, everyone. So yes, absolutely. When we do that exercise of knowing how we can help them and how it is to work with us, well, you need to choose wisely your people. So we always talk about the Pareto principle, that is about the 20-80, that you select 20% of your people that generate 80% of the results. Well, those are the people with whom you will do that exercise of asking them questions. And obviously, they are in action. So there is some content that they can bring to you. So there is a couple of questions. There is 1, 2, 3, 4, four sections, okay, about different elements on how you can ask those questions and interact with people just to be sure that you're in touch with really what is happening into their mind and how they feel. So the first section is about the goal and the clarity and also the progress. So this, as you will see, what is really great in those questions, it's kind of a play game. Like, yes, you ask the question, but you are looking for one specific element. And then after, you look how you can help them, how you can scaffold their answer. So the first question is, what are your current goals? And how do you feel about the progress you're making on them? So obviously, you want to know what are their goals, so how you can how you can support them in accomplishing those goals. But the question after letting them answer what are their goal. Well, obviously you need to look at if it is a smart goal. So you maybe need to have like a little bit of coaching here. But the other question is there anything I can do to help you remove roadblocks or accelerate your progress on your goals? So here it shows how willing you are to help them in that progression. So they will feel that, okay, he doesn't just want me to accomplish that goal, because we all know that success, speed, love, success. So we want to help them get them closer, faster. So they will get to the next plan, the next goal that they have in their mind. About the communication and feedback, there's three questions. Do you feel comfortable communicating openly and honestly with me? So here it's really where you will see, okay, that hesitation or not, okay, if people trust you in that situation. Other question, what kind of feedback would you find most helpful from me? So here it's really about understanding, okay, what type of personality this person is. So this will help you and give you so many indications on how you can support them in their progression. And do you feel like I'm giving you clear and actionable feedback? So as you can see, okay, the words are really important when you ask questions. I did remember in one of the first book that we've covered, I think it was The Minute Millionaire or something like that, and they say that greater the questions, greater the answer. So if your questions are kind of messy, well, obviously you will receive messy answer. So here in that question, you can hear that they are asking really, am I giving you clear and actionable feedback? So a feedback that can be put in action. So really, reflect on the type of word you're using just to be sure that you're having the right answer, not necessarily the right answer about what like you think you want to hear, but the right answer about people being honest with you. About the learning and development, there is three questions. What are you learning and developing the most in your current role? So obviously, okay, if people understand well what are their tasks, you can help them. But if actually they don't have the right understanding on what are their job or what they need to do or what action they need to do to be in success, well, obviously, this will be hard for you to get the right support for them. Are there any specific skills or knowledge you'd like to develop further? So this will allow you to identify areas where you can't provide additional resource or training. And other question, do you feel challenged and stimulated in your work? So this will help you identify and gauge actually, okay, where the people are and identifying also new opportunity where they can grow. And the last section is about the overall satisfaction. And I really love that question. On a scale of 1 to 10, and be sure that you specify 1 is what and 10 is what. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how well do you feel I'm serving you as a coach? So depending on where, okay, they put you on that scale of 1 to 10, well, then you can ask, okay, then what should I do? So you answer 7. So what should I do to become an 8? What should I do to become a 9? What should I do to become a 10? So this will help people reflect really on your action and the type of leadership and the type of coaching that they are looking for. Other question, what's one thing I could do to be more effective coach for you? So then you open the door really to what they think and what they want from you. And finally, last question, is there anything else you'd like to discuss or bring to my attention? So this is the famous question at the end of a university class when the teacher say, is there any question? And you look at everybody and say, nobody is is telling questions because we want to leave the class. But here, as a coach and as a mentor and as a leader, it is really important because maybe with the vocabulary, the word that you have been using, you won't get the answer. They won't have the possibility to give you those answers. And finally, I just want to give you just a couple of tips on why it is so important here to ask questions and to have specific questions. Well, you need to consider using open-end questions, okay? Because if you're only asking yes, no questions, people can feel like close and not have the possibility to open. So questions that are beginning with how, what, when, where, like those type of question. But if you're using yes, no question, just be sure that you have another question to help them develop their answer. Actively listen. Here it's the most important thing. Just don't ask the question, not really listening to them, just because you're looking to what is the next question I want to ask. We really want to be an active listener and take notes and making them repeat their answer just to be sure, and you show them that you actually listen. Reformulate also. And one of the most important things, pay attention to the nonverbal cues. This is really important because nonverbal like things are a really good indicator of if people trust you and can be open with you. And finally, the last thing is that you actually need to track. Because yes, we are selecting at first the people, the 20-80, the people that are generating the most result. But if after those coaching, results are not like improving, okay, well, maybe even if they tell you all of those answers, you cannot see really a commitment from them. And so it changed the nature of all of the response, the answer that they gave you. So you need to reevaluate, is this really about me or maybe about them right now not being fully committed in their journey? So that's pretty much about it, Sylvain, for my section.
Thank you, Jean-Philippe. It's very informative, and we have now a question to ask to our people if we want to help us to, you know, surpass our blind spot. All right. So another question. So we have to ask ourselves always when we work with people is, am I working to serve the people around me, or am I working for my personal gain? Of course, we are working for both. Okay, we have to work for us, but we have to work for them. But when we are working and our personal gain outweighs serving others, so there is a problem with our leadership. So this is why we have to make sure that we always have that balance of servant leaders. So we have to serve others, and we have, of course, working for ourselves. So when you serve others first, personal gain will usually come on the heel of it automatically. Like Bronnie Wise said, okay, build the people and they will build the business. So to finish the question number five. So he gave four great advice. So he said, number one, instead of spending time defining expectation for your team, spend it time in identifying how you can support them. So let's say you work with your team and one of the team members struggle with the personal sales. How can we sell the product? So we can give him advice. Let's say, okay, look at who is in success. Okay, we have this person, we have this person. Maybe you should watch one of our sales. Okay, maybe you can add her yourself in a VIP group, okay, to see how she's working. Okay, we can go and ask question to her. Okay, so you're gonna give her support, okay, to let's say, remove those barriers. Okay, so this is number one. Number two, he said, have your team keep an eye on you in your action rather than the other way. So instead of always watching what they are doing, okay, let them watch your actions. So serve and be the example, okay? So if you, let's say, you are focusing on recruitment, okay? So show them, don't tell them. Show how you are doing it. If you are doing TAM, invite them to join you, okay? They are going to see. Don't tell them, show them. If you want to focus on personal development, okay? So if you invest in a seminar, if you are there at the podcast, invite them to join you. If you are reading book, share your book, okay? So inspire them. Number three, ask for feedback rather than telling your team what to do, okay? So in our 2080, Jean-Philippe, so we have to ask them questions, okay? So what is working for sales for you, okay? What is working for recruitment? Okay, so that way it's more collaborative and people, they are always be contributor, okay, to one to another. So this is what a great advice. And number four, he said, resist the urge to accumulate power. Focus on giving away. So instead of doing everything, okay, make sure to share responsibility. So when I start Tupperware, I remember I was a manager and Maria was calling me and she said, okay, you know what? You're going to do the training tonight. Okay. This is what is going to be your training. You're going to tell this. Okay. Find example. You remember you did that. Okay. Give that as an example. So she was training me, okay, to train other people, okay? So when I, the first time, my, training was done by Maria, but it was me telling this, okay? But it starts like this, okay? You train your people, okay? Let's say in your team meeting, okay? They are going to cover that part. Instead of always be you are talking, okay? You can use your team. Let's say we have a video to do, okay? We're going to ask, let's say, Debbie. We're going to ask Monique. So we share responsibility. So that way, it's so much easier, all right? So this is a great way to be a servant leader. So remember, just always ask yourself, what is it for other people to sit on the other side of the table, okay? It's not easy for them to telling you the truth, okay? But the stronger your leadership and your personality, it's going to be more difficult for others to tell you the truth, what you have to hear. But if you are cultivating a servant heart, okay, and you help others to diminish that difficulties, so it's going to be more easier. And that way, you're going to see your blind spot, okay? So you're going to be aware of that blind spot, and that way, you can move with them and self-correct to improve your leadership and be at the service of others. So thanks for listening. So we're going to see you tomorrow with Jean-Philippe, Marie-Pierre, and Maria for the podcast Hello Fear. So for myself, I'm going to see you next Monday. Bye, everybody.